The following is another Classic Hit Sports presentation. KKPR Sports presents high school basketball.
Ellen will lob it to the high post. Malberg's open, takes the free throw line jumper and scores.
Tonight, it's a Fort Kearney Conference doubleheader from Elwood as the Pirates battle the Overton Eagles. High school basketball on KKPR is brought to you by the Classic Hit Sports Club.
42-41, Blue Devils by one. Pick and roll down low. Eight in the layup, sits on the rim and in. 7 for 8, first bucket of the second half.
Both squads are hovering around the 500 mark at the midway point of the season. The girls' teams are looking to find the win column after dropping games over the weekend, while both boys' teams are hoping to start a winning streak after Saturday night's victory. It's the Eagles and Pirates coming up next. But first, the New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll join Classic Hit Sports Director Doug Duda live from Elwood right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And good evening, everyone. Welcome. With games, when contests, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. And tonight we get a chance to take a look at a pair of teams of the Fort Kearney Conference as the Elwood Pirates host the Overton Eagles. Doug Duda, along with our producer and engineer, Stacey Johns, here on the New Tech Seed pregame show. And as you heard at the open, all the teams right around 500, and Elwood's girls, they're, I guess they're just a typical high school team. Sometimes the coaches say they're just hard to figure out. This team has been able to put points on the board, but they have also come up a little short in a couple of big-time games. They're 7-5, but against the last couple of three teams they've played that have had outstanding state-rated records, they've had a chance and haven't been able to finish right after Christmas, right before Christmas. They had a lead on Alma, who's 11-2, and just couldn't not score in the second half, lost by 5, and last game out, could not put away a Loomis team at Loomis, who's leading the conference and ranked in D2, 49-43. But you look at their losses since the opening weekend, where they dropped games to Wilcox, Hildreth, and Bertrand. Since then, they're 7-3, and the three teams they've played since then have a combined record of 35-5, those three losses. On the other side, Overton has went through what a lot of schools have went through. That's injuries, but mostly illness, which really affected them in the holiday tournament over at Ravenna. Since then, they're 2-3, but they've also played good teams. Their losses are to Amherst and North Platte St. Pat, state rated, and then dropped one on Saturday night to Bertrand. And they're without a couple of their players tonight, Chelsea Brown, senior. Mitchell Malberg, plus the 6'3 sophomore Anna Eggers in the middle for Elwood. We'll take a look at the starting lineups of the New Tech Seed pregame show when we come back here on Classic Hits.
Call it the kickoff, the tip-off, the face-off, whatever your favorite sport, it all starts with the new TM Sporting Goods, now open in the downtown Kearney Center. TM Sporting Goods, the new home of Brooks Mizuno, Asics, Russell Athletic, Wilson, and Diamond Sports, along with Under Armour, featuring experienced pros like Steve Barinol, Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods is now open on the Bricks, 2217 Central in the downtown Kearney Center. TM Sporting Goods, the division of Pro Team Design. Like them on Facebook for insider information.
Dr. Daniel McClenahan, DDS, is your family dentist in Overton. Make an appointment for the whole family to get a checkup and cleaning. Taking good care of your smile is more than the look. It promotes overall health and good oral hygiene. Today means healthier, happier smiles tomorrow. Dr. McClenahan is very proud to support all of our area youth, in and out of the games. Dr. McClenahan is keeping your smile healthy in Overton. Best of luck, Overton Eagles.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
The most recommended by far, Houston's Body
shop. That's who we are. Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. When you need a tow, we're the ones to know. The most recommended Eustace Body Shop. That's who we are.
America's farmers do more than feed America. They feed the world. Here's what customers say about how their CHS service centers help them grow their operations.
They watch world activity so we can make informed decisions.
They're offering some different solutions to help you become a better farmer and rancher.
Recently, they found storage for us so that we could purchase more fertilizer in the off season.
CHS Agri-Service Center, people and resources you can count on always.
Time now for a look at the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank. First off, for the visiting Lady Eagles of Overton, number 4, the 5'8" sophomore, Danny Jewett. Number 10, 5'5" junior, Addie Fisher. Number 12, 5'7" junior, Kinsey Enoch. She leads the way for this Overton Ball Club. Number 34, 5'8" junior, is Madison Beavers. And number 44, 5'10" sophomore, Shannon Callahan. First-year coach of the Lady Eagles is Chelsea Losey. She's assisted by a couple of alums at Overton in Madison Ayton and Alicia Carpenter. They are 5-8 on the season. For Elwood, number 12, 5'5" senior, Lexi Remigie. Number 20, the leading scorer, 5'7" senior, Rachel Malberg, gets you 20 points per ball game. Number 24, 5'10" senior, is Ryan Feeney. Number 34, 5'8" senior, Desiree Grassmeyer. And number 54, 6'3" sophomore, Anna Eggers. Head coach is Kevin Malberg, assisted by Dusty Klaus, 7-5 on the season. That's a look at the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank. The opening tip is next.
I asked my husband if I can join his fantasy league this year. He just laughed. Little did he know, I've been going to Cunningham's Journal for lunch every week. The perfect place for sports fans like myself to keep up with my favorite teams, and not to mention the food is so good. Anyway, a fantasy spot opened up, and guess who's laughing now and winning? If you're an ultimate sports fan, enjoy a good lunch, a drink with friends, and live entertainment. The place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
And basketball underway here on Classic Hits. You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. Contact Terry and Jason Sacker, a New Tech Seed dealer near you. The opening tip will be won by Elwood, but as they try to force it down low to Eggers, the ball will be taken away, and we've got our first turnover of the basketball game. And our first shot from the outside is going to be a three-pointer by Enix. It's no good. Running down the loose ball in front of her own bench is going to be Ryan and Feeney. And each team has had a possession here in the first 25 seconds. Ball belongs to Malberg, who drives, scoops one off the glass, driving the right side of the lane. It will not go. Rebound brought down by Madison Beavers. Fast break the other way. Overton gets it underneath into the hands of Addie Fisher, and she's going to be fouled on the way up. Looks like it'll be on Desiree Grassmeyer, our first foul of the basketball game, and that will result in a pair of free throws here for Fisher. Both teams have a little bit of a returning starting, a little bit of a experience from the last couple of years. A lot of familiar names. It'll be that way on the boys' side as well, as the first free throw is up and in for Fisher, and Overton gets the first point of the basketball game. Second free throw is up, and it is good. Beanoff and the Yancey crew here tonight doing our officiating. Overton gets a couple of free throws, and they lead it by a score of 2-0. Trying to put on full court, man-to-man, Jewett against Lexi Remigie. Remigie is able to handle it one-on-one up the floor, up top. Malberg drives right side, quickly dishes it off on the wing. Remigie comes in, 10-foot runner, good. And Lexi ties the ball game at 2 apiece. 6:56 to go here in the first quarter. Neither team taking a lot of time as Overton goes down to the low block. Callahan turns, shot no good. Rebound is tipped out on the wing to Fisher. Her shot no good. And then put back up and in by Danny Jewett. So they continue to hit the boards, and a 4-2 lead here for Overton. To spreading the floor against the man-to-man. Elwood gets it out of the left wing into the hands of Feeney. Drops it down a little block to Eggers. Tries to go back out to Feeney. Overthrows her and out of bounds. Second turnover for Elwood here in the early going. Coach Kevin Malberg says it's just the mistakes that we make, and they compound themselves. This team can score a lot of points when they don't make the mistakes. Overton, they don't need a shot clock tonight. Jumper on the baseline, Beavers. It's no good. Rebound brought down by Rachel Malberg, and an over-the-back foul going to be called here on the Eagles. First foul of the game on Overton. And it's going to go on Addie Fisher. 4-2, visiting Overton. In the first 2 minutes of the ball game, as Elwood goes to the low post, turn around, one-hand jumper by Malberg is up and in. So Kevin, is the coach, has been able to coach his daughters here for the last 8 years, just as they got to play 1 year together as a freshman and a senior. As Overton takes the jumper from 14, it's no good by Beavers. Ball comes hard on. Clear to push the ball up the floor. Don't forget, there's also basketball on ESPN 1460 tonight. Kearney Catholic hosting Donovan Trumbull. As the jumper by Remigy, a high archer from the free throw line, brings down rain and brings down two as it drops through the net. And Remigy with her second bucket. Back-to-back buckets by Elwood, and they're up 6-4. Both teams playing man-to-man. Both teams moving the ball very well. As driving in will be Enix, trying to take it to the hoop. She dribbled it off her leg and out of bounds. First turnover of the game here for the Lady Eagles. You're listening to KKPR-FM, Kearney, Overton, Elwood, and the World Wide Web, as always, at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Doug Duda with you here tonight. And getting by everybody is Remigy, and a travel is going to be called. There was a little contact there with Jewett, had her hand on her, but they're going to call the walk. Some other good matchups in the area tonight, including Ravenna hosting Sutton, a top 10 boys matchup, just like Kearney Catholic Donovan Trumbull is. Axtell hosting Arapahoe this evening. Mendez at St. Paul. Amherst is at Shelton, as a steal made at the top of the key by Malberg. Malberg tries to get all the way to the other end, dropped it for a second, but then regains and scores. And Elwood with six in a row now leads it by a score of 8-4. Over to the low post, they get it to Callahan. Turnaround jumper blocked it there by Eggers, and Eggers able to get the ball into the hands of Malberg. 8-4, Elwood, 4:45 to go here in the first quarter, as Malberg walks the ball up on Enoch to the man-to-man off the screen, fires the three, it's off the heel, no good. High in the air to grab the rebound for the Lady Eagles will be Addie Fisher. That's her second. Fisher up the floor. Just good pace to this ball game. Enix baseline, wraparound pass, Callahan in the paint, puts it up off the glass. It's too strong. Rebound brought down by Grassmeyer. One and done. Not a lot of offensive rebounds so far early in the ball game. Remy gets the top of the circle, dribbles with the left hand to the key. Now back up top to Malberg, forces her way down the right side of the key and puts it up and in. Malberg 6, Remigy 4, Elwood has 10 total. They've scored 8 straight and are up 10-4 midway through the first quarter. Enix top of the circle off the screen, gets it over to Beavers outside the arc, drops it down to the corner to Jewett. Good quick ball, move it to the free throw line. Now inside to Callahan, draws the double team, kicks it out for a 10-footer. Jewett, it bounces off the iron, no good. And Grassmeyer has the rebound. Out ahead to Malberg, they don't get back on her. Rachel brings it in and then cut off at the last second, tries to make a bounce pass over to Feeney and let her too much, and out of bounds it goes. Good job by Enix to get back in just a quick amount of time, but a timeout going to be called here with 3:45 to go in the first quarter of play. Timeout Elwood. It is the Pirates 10, Overton 4 on Classic Hits.
Can't seem to find the right school car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors. They may not have it on the lot, but they can find it for you. Trust Killian's to keep your current car running longer by bringing it in for routine service. Oil changes every 3 months or 3,000 miles, and regular maintenance can keep your car running better and longer. You're heading in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979, 8th and Central, Kearney. Overton Sand and Gravel is a proud supporter of this broadcast and all area high school teams in and out of the game this year. Call Overton Sand and Gravel for when you need it rocked. Overton Sand and Gravel is the only name you need to remember. They carry everything from crushed concrete to river rock, decorative rocks, and gravel for driveways. There's no job too big or small for Overton Sand and Gravel, commercial or residential, concrete, and other rock. Overton Sand and Gravel, serving Overton and surrounding areas.
Back to action. Callahan puts the shot up, no good, then gets the rebound and puts it back up and in after Abby Miller checked in and got the loose ball. Kind of a free-for-all underneath, and Shannon Callahan gets her first bucket, and she will go to the line to try and complete the three-point play as Feeney is called for the foul. And the free throw is up by Callahan, no good, and boxing out the shooter will be Feeney and get the rebound. 10-6, Elwood beats Overton with three rebounds. Our girls game, part of a Fort Kearney Conference doubleheader. Nice pick and roll. Malberg kicks it on the left wing. Short jumper. Grassmeyer won't go. Does get her own rebound. Tries to kick it back out to Malberg and can't make connection. Turnover for the Pirates. So Coach Malberg, even up six, called the timeout. Saw something he wanted to adjust on. As Enix brings it up here for the Lady Eagles, and Malberg will steal the basketball away. One-on-one, good move to get around. Fisher takes it to the rack and scores. 8 for Rachel Malberg, who averages 20 points a game. Eggers gets 11. Remicki gets 10.5. So as we said, this ball club can score 55 points a game as the jumper at the other end is nailed by Addie Fisher. Nice little 15-footer. She's got 4 points. 12-8 Elwood. Coming in at 5-8. Elwood is 7-5. But Overton hanging right in there in the first quarter. Malberg drives, pitches it underneath to Eggers. She's wide open because they doubled down on her. And the first bucket of the ball game for Anna Eggers. 14-8. And you can hear Coach Kevin Malberg saying we can do that every time as Overton goes with a skip pass here from Beavers. Tries to get it over to Fisher, but it's through her hands and out of bounds for a turnover for the Eagles. Had a buzzer here, and Elwood is going to sub somebody into the ball game after a short break. Remicki is in, and Taylor Carlberg, who played a minute there out of the timeout, checks out. So back to the original five on the floor here for Elwood, and they get over the left wing to Malberg. Fakes the three, comes to the left wing, dishes it, and gets it back. Now shoots the three, and it's going to be short that time. Long rebound comes out to Kinsey Enix. That's her first of the ball. Enix hasn't scored yet. She is looking to find something as they go boxing one on her in this ball game. Jumper on the left wing is going to be short that time by Miller, and the rebound brought down by Rachel Malberg, her third. Runs the point, leads them in scoring. Takes a top of the key three off the front of the iron, no good. Defensive rebound is now lost. It's rolling around on the floor. Out of bounds, and they'll say last touch by the Pirates. 1:44 to go here, first quarter. 14-8 Elwood leading Overton. As always, want to say thanks to the crew here, Kurt Bonjoff, the athletic director, and all the folks at Elwood for their hospitality and these super comfy chairs to set in tonight. As Enix fires the 17-footer, won't go for. Long rebound comes out to Feeney. And the board's fairly even right now as Malberg will give it off into the hands of Remicki. Remicki across the timeline right side. Spin move being hounded there by Fisher. Needs some help. Malberg comes up and takes it. Guarded by Enix. Runs off a couple of screens to the right side. Eggers comes down to the low block. The pass from Grassmeyer is deflected out of bounds. And Elwood will take it out underneath. Thursday, we've got Amherst Gibbon here on Class the Kids. Friday, Kearney Catholic. Runner, it spins all the way around and out. No good, but Eggers is there for the offensive putback. And it is 16-8. Pirates with the lead. Eagles trying to get it in on the low post and just reaching in and slapping it away as Feeney. She comes away with the steal. And here come the Pirates again. Top of the circle, pulling up for three is Malberg and drains at 11 in the first quarter for Rachel Malberg. And it is 19-8. That's 7 in a row by Elwood. And then Overton almost throws the ball away. Good heads-up play by Fisher to save Callahan. Position and some pain. 30 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Eggers on the left side. He wasn't expecting the ball and travels. It's the first turnover in quite a while for Elwood, but it is their sixth here in the first quarter. And now checking into the game again, Taylor Carlberg and also Sheridan Bonjoff here for Elwood. Last 26 seconds to go here in quarter number one. Overton trailing 19-10, but they do have the basketball. And they'll fire it into the front court of the right wing to Abby Miller. Gets it on the high post to Beavers. Looks inside for Addie Miller. Her shot partially blocked. Callahan saves the ball, but as she whips it behind her back, it went all the way out of bounds at midcourt. And that's going to help Elwood. No, they're going to say it was touched by Elwood. Overton's going to get the ball at midcourt. So maybe one more chance for a shot here as Malberg will come out and catch a little extra breather here. Going into the quarter break, Enix trying to shake free. Can't get the shot away. Throws it behind Miller. Bring his daughter, Rachel, back in, as well as Eggers. 6 seconds to go here in the first quarter, and it will be Elwood ball in the backcourt. Overton really not going to put on a lot of pressure here. They're just going to man him up straight. Ball comes into Remicki. Remicki high post. Get it to Malberg. Backs up. Goes left. 3 seconds, 2 seconds. Knocked out of her hands. They're not going to get a shot away as Enix knock the ball loose, but a pretty good offense in the first quarter. It's Elwood 19, Overton 10. You're listening to Fort Kearney Conference Basketball on KKPR.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publisher's
Clearing. Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's and Kearney now delivers.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront at Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year, on the court or on the field, or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
And we're ready to start the second quarter of play here on Classic Hits, and Overton will get the ball to start that second quarter, and they'll take an 18-foot jumper out of the wing that is no good by Danny Jewett. Comes off the front of the rim, and the rebound brought down by Anna Eggers. Elwood leading it, 19-10. And driving into the paint at the other end, putting up the runner, no good Remedy, but Anna Eggers is there for the offense to put back. And she now has 6 points, and it's 21-10, an 11-point lead. As Overton hasn't been able to find a way to really stop the 1-2-3 punch, as Beavers gets it in the lane, puts up an 8-foot jumper off the square, and gets her first bucket of the ball game. I've conditioned to Eggers, or take the outside shot this time. He fires the three, it's no good, run down to the corner by Beavers, and she'll push it up the right side here for the Eagles. Against the man-to-man, cut off there by Feeney to the high post. Gets to Jewett, over to Fisher. The jumper is no good. Rebound brought down by Ryan Feeney. Original five starters are in there for both ball clubs. Jewett, Fisher, Enix, Beavers, and Callahan for the Eagles. Remigy, Malberg, Feeney, Grassmeyer, and Eggers for Elwood. As the ball is knocked away at the top of the key, but not stolen by Remigy to find a way to grab it. Takes it over the left wing to Feeney. Feeney grabs it before it goes out of bounds. Each team had 6 turnovers in the first quarter. Rebounds 10-7 in favor of Elwood. Eggers down the low block. Hits it to the cutter. Remigy. She's fouled on the shot. It will not go, but 2 free throws coming up. The first free throw was of the evening for Elwood. Not a lot of fouls called. That's only the second on Overton. Each team with 2. Danny Jewett will get the foul. 11 points by Rachel Mulberg in that first quarter leads the way here for the Pirates as the free throw is up and in. Remigy has 5, and Eggers has the other 6 for over. So Remigy hits a boat, and it's 23-12 in favor of Oakland. Overton subs in with Tara Lease, a 5'4 sophomore. She'll get it to the free throw line. Enoch goes up for the shot, and a foul getting called. 2 free throws coming here. They thought that was a pretty clean block on the Elwood side, but they're not going to get that call. And at the line to shoot 2 will be Kinsey Enoch, looking for her first points of the ball. In the foul on Lexi Remigy will be here first. And the free throw is up, and it is in. For Enix is on the way, and it sits on a rim and goes. So both teams shooting free throws good early. Overton 4 of 5 and 2 of 3, or 2 of 2, excuse me, for Elwood. 23-14. Pirates lead it by 9. Trying to get the ball inside, knocked away, and the steal made by Enix. Up the floor she comes into the paint, all the way in, puts it up, too strong, it wouldn't go, fights for her own rebound, and she's going to be the one with the foul. As she backed right in to Elwood. And Eat with her first personal foul. Good hustle, but once they got tied up, they fell to the floor, and the foul was obviously on Enix. Remedy brings the ball into the front court here against the man-to-man, trying to lob it into Eggers, just backs her way in, but put it up too strong, right over the rim. The rebound brought down by Madison Beavers, her third. Up the floor, they'll get it, Enix. down low. Shot is going to be partially blocked, trying to get it inside to McKenzie Beers. You've got McKenzie and Madison. The ball deflected out of bounds. It'll stay with Overton. And to throw it, it'll be Addie Fisher. Looks for a cutter, has to go up top to Enix. The box and one has done a good job on her, and then Overton throws it away. Out of bounds it goes. Each team with seven turnovers now, one here in the quarter. 5:28 to go before halftime. 23-14, Elwood with the lead. Went on a little 7-0 run in the first quarter to get some separation, and it's just kind of play. Overton comes coast to coast. The layup up and in by Madison Peters. She has both buckets for Overton here in this second quarter. Cuts the lead to 7, 23-16 Pirates. Their team going full court press, really, and when they do, it's no problem at Overton. Steals another one away. Fast break the other way. Up ahead they go to Beavers, but she just didn't have an angle, and it was not a good shot. Rebound brought down by Feeney, who's all over the boards right now with six. As far as rebounds go, Anna Hagers leads the team with 9.5 a game, but the whole team does a good job picking them up, and now Malberg goes to the baseline and gets her first points of the second quarter. 13, though, in the game for Rachel Malberg. 25-16. Overton down by 9. Tries to force it inside. Has the ball knocked away by Eggers on the low post, trying to get it into Madison Beavers there from Tara Lease. Taking it out right in front of us will be Addie Fisher, the 5'5 junior, to throw it in here for Overton. Tries to force it into the low block, and it just goes bouncing right by Beavers, and Overton turns it over. Didn't take a whole lot of time on that out-of-bounds play, and it probably cost him a possession as Malberg lobs it inside. They get it to Krasmeyer, kicks it out to Feeney, fakes the three, drives into the paint, 8-footer no good, and McKenzie Beavers just was kind of grabbing on anything she could to make sure that the shot didn't get up. Don't forget, coming up at the half, it is the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report for quality, dependable trash hauling service for your farm, home, or business. Contact the professionals at Ravenna Sanitation. We'll take a look at the first half stats. We'll talk with Elwood boys coach Kurt Monchoff as well to preview the boys game coming up. And the first free throw by Eggers is right through there. And we've got a timeout on the floor here by the Elwood Pirates. This timeout is brought to you by Little Caesars Hot and Ready Pizza. Take time out for a Little Caesars Hot and Ready Pizza, available right now on West 39th Street in Kearney and a high school concession stand near you. We'll be right back.
Helpful people, dependable products, and the ones you can count on. Fast Fills Plaza on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Fill your tank with Cynic's gasoline and fill your tummy with all your favorite munchies at Fast Fills. They're also your Husker and Storm headquarters with a great selection of Tri-City Storm and Nebraska Husker apparel. You're sure to find your favorite style shirts, hats, gloves, and more. Your Cynic station with pay at the pump option. All at Fast Fills Plaza, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Welcome back to high school basketball here on Classic Hits 98.9 with 4:14 to go in the second quarter, 26-16. Elwood with one more free throw here from Eggers. And it's up and in, an 11-point lead against the Eagles of Overton, equaling their largest so far of the night. And we're only midway through quarter number two as Enix brings the ball up, gives it to Tara Lease. Lease watches the dribble, gets it into Beavers. McKenzie puts the jumper up, and it scores from 10 feet. McKenzie caught it, shot it, and down it went, 27-18. On the right wing, the ball stolen by Enix, stepped in front of Alder. She's got it uncontested left at the other end and scores. And McKenzie with her first field goal of the ball game to go along with a couple of free throws, and the lead down to 7 again, 27-20. That is the 10th turnover for the Pirates. Malberg drives, knocked out of her hands by Tara Lease. Out of bounds it goes, though, off the Pirates, even though Kinsey Enix slams into the wall, the padding on the wall, to try and save it. Elwood ball underneath their own hoop. They stack everybody right in the middle of the lane. It's a simple lob into Eggers, and her shot partially blocked in there. I think it was McKenzie Beavers that got a hand on it, and Overton has the ball. Up ahead to Lease. Could use a bucket here to Enix. She'll try a three. Big shot, good. Three-pointer, Kinsey Enix. She's got all 7 of her points here in the quarter. And the lead goes from 11-4, a 7-0 run by Overton, 27-23, 3:10 to go here in the second. up for Grassmeyer, but she does draw the foul. And Overton playing enough aggressive defense that they are getting sucked in on all the back cuts, picks and rolls, things like that. Mackenzie Beavers, her second foul, fifth of the half. Free throw good by Grassmeyer. Fourth player to score here this evening for the Lady Pirates. Second free throw up, and it's good. So 6 of 6 here at the line of the quarter for Elwood, and they lead it 29-23. And Overton back on the offense. Front court, left wing, trying to get it inside. The ball knocked out of the hands of Addie Fisher. Has to reverse it over to Beavers. Back out to Lease. 15-footer, no good. Rebound brought down by Elwood. Grassmeyer with her fourth. They want to push it. Like T. Remigy back at the top of the circle. Trying to free up Malberg, and it over to the Eagles. Coach Malberg going to bring Taylor Carlberg back into the ball game. Ladger along with us here with 2:39 to go in the first half on Classic Hits 98.9 and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. As they try to get it inside, Lisa's pass is knocked right back to her. Fisher gets it underneath to Mackenzie Beavers. She drops it and has to kick it back out. Gets the box and one. They get it up to Madison Beavers. Free throw line jumper no good. Eggers will pull down her fifth rebound of the first half. 29-23 Pirates. 2:15 to go here in quarter number two. Malberg at the top of the circle. After getting 11 in the first quarter, will be two here. Try to run her off the screen. Gets around a couple of defenders. Baseline jumper right side. Can't get it to go. Ball slapped out of there, and Enix will pick up the loose ball. She'll push it up the floor. The Overton fans wanted a foul. Did not get the call. Fisher. Both teams have almost the identical game plan here. They're not afraid to shoot it outside from the guards, but they want to look inside, get that bounce pass in. A lot of good bounce passes in this game. The foul called on Ryan Feeney, her second, and a chance at a three-point play here for the Lady Eagles. Free throw on the way, but it's off the front of the iron. Offensive rebound, Madison Beavers. She'll put it up and miss that one. And Elwood will get out of here with Desiree Grassmeyer. And at midcourt, the ball is thrown away. Outlet pass. Elwood trying to go a little too quick. So Elwood is making some mistakes here that is helping Overton close the gap. It was 11. Now it's down to 4. Overton another chance to make it a one-possession game, and Tara Lease walked. She was trying to get it inside to Madison Beavers and kind of kept stretching and stretching. Eventually, that pivot foot left the ground. Remigy back in for the Elwood Pirates. You still have Malberg and Eggers and Grassmeyer out there. Top of the key, Bonjoff. One dribble. Look left. It's covered. Needs some help. Picked her dribble up. Bounce pass. Knocked away. Madison Beavers is going to come out of there with a basketball. Beavers to the other end. Tough shot on the run. It won't go. Offensive rebound, Mackenzie Beavers, and she'll be fouled. So the Beavers get down the floor there, and they've got a chance to pick up some points here at the free throw line. Foul called on Sheridan Bonjoff, who hustled back on defense. Going to make Overton earn it from the line. And the first free throw is on the way, and it rattles out no good. So Mackenzie hasn't been able to hit her first two free throws. She'll try again here. 1:18 to go before the half, but a four-point lead for Elwood. Second free throw on the way. For it, so out of Overton, again right in front of us here, as we sit on the stage at the end of the court here in Elwood. Big bucket here, big possession here into back. Madison Beavers up top. Enix, left-hand dribble, right into the double team. Her outlet pass stolen away by Malberg. Malberg headed the other way, gets by one defender, gets by two, and lays it up and in. So Overton can't get it to a one-possession game, and in fact, now it's a six-point game. Enix, fast break the other way, cut off on the baseline. Back out Fisher, and a double dribble or a travel called. So back-to-back turnovers by Overton. Just under a minute left in the half, 56 seconds. It's Elwood 31 and Overton 25. So the pace of this ball game, as we've talked about from the very get-go, has been high, and the teams are getting the ball in the air. This is way above Overton's normal average, you would have to say. They don't get to 50 all that often.
Bonjoff swings it on the weak side. There's a turnaround jumper by Malberg from 10. No good. Offensive rebound. Eggers outside the lane. She'll put it up. It's no good. And Madison Beavers has her fifth board here for Overton. 35 seconds to go. Enix dribbles into the right-hand corner, but just double-teamed everywhere she goes. High post, Madison Beavers pulls up from 9. Off the glass, no. Mackenzie Beavers rebound. Back up, no. And Bonjoff for Elwood. Numerous chances here for Overton to cut that lead, but they've missed some inside. They've missed some free throws. Remigy at the other end. Her shot, no good. Eggers point blank put back. Rolls off the rim, no good. And Mackenzie Beavers will get the rebound here with time running down. 5 seconds. Enix has got a chance for an open three at the horn, but it's off the heel, no good. And that is the end of the first half of play. That's a lot of shooting, but not as much scoring as Overton would have liked. 6 less than what the Elwood Pirates have put on the board. And we have reached halftime here at Elwood on KPR-FM, Kearney Overton Elwood, and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Your score, the Elwood Lady Pirates 31, the Overton Lady Eagles 25. We'll be back with the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report, a chat with Elwood Boys coach Kurt Bonjoff, and a whole lot more right after this.
Mobile BankAll is here exclusively from Five Points Bank. It's the ultimate on-demand mobile banking service. You'll find 3 secure ways to access your banking information from your cell phone with internet access. Mobile BankAll from Five Points Bank gives you powerful features securely delivered through the account menu. Mobile BankAll allows you to view your account balances, pending activity, transfer money, pay bills, and view alerts. Enroll today. Mobile BankAll is a free service for internet banking customers at the Better Bank. Five Points Bank.
Builders knows that you'd rather spend time enjoying your home rather than constantly repairing it. That's why they offer only the highest quality products from the best-known suppliers like Anderson Windows and DeWalt Power Tools. Builders also knows that price matters. That's why they back everything with a guaranteed price match. Find the exact same item anywhere else with a lower price, Builders will match it. Get the best products at the best price. Builders in Kearney and Grand Island.
Builders does the best.
And welcome back to high school basketball here at Elwood. It is time now for the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Your trash is their treasure, serving Buffalo County for business or residential service. Ravenna Sanitation is your trash collection connection. Find them in your local yellow pages. At Overton, 25, and we'll talk about the first half stats in just a little bit of our girls' game. But coming up next, the boys' contest between Elwood and Overton. And we're pleased to be joined now by Elwood head coach, who has just built a program here. And glad to see him again, Kurt Bonjoff. And Coach, great to catch up with you again. Hadn't been this way in a while and wanted to get over here. And it should be a good ball game tonight.
It's great to have you guys here. So, like I said, it's been a while since you guys have been here. You know, things are going pretty well so far this season. We've had some stretches where we played pretty well, had things going offensively. You know, start of the season, we couldn't find the basket for anything, and kind of got things turned around over the break. Our last few games out hasn't been too bad, but our schedule's really been pretty challenging here. You know, of late, we played a pretty athletic, quick, and Selma Myrna team, and then and Rapo, which arguably is one of the, you know, top 2 or 3 teams that we'll see this whole season on Friday night. And, you know, just a real, you know, good team, well-coached team. And then Loomis, we got a nice win Saturday afternoon there.
Tyler is a kid that just kind of moved in here before the season got started, and a pretty nice addition to your ball club.
Yes, it has been a nice addition. His family has some family in the this vicinity, and I think they were ready to get back together, you know, a little bit closer together with each other to enjoy family and everything. But Skyler's been a nice addition as a sophomore. You know, some of our other players that have been playing quite a bit. We have a Spencer Gittison, who's played quite a bit the last 3 or 4 years as a senior. Great leadership. He works hard. He stays positive quite a bit also for this season. And Brandon Grafton is also a senior, his second year out for us. Some of our other players, Blake Summer, our inside has really been developing, Jacob Schmickley, and then another sophomore that's played quite a bit, Zach Agarp. You know, he continues to improve also.
before us. You look at Overton, I was talking to Coach Dare, they're 7-5. I mean, a lot of kids back, some people are surprised by that, but they've also played some pretty stiff competition so far this year, and he's telling me they're just having trouble putting the ball in the basket. How do you make sure that that continues tonight?
Yeah, I hope it continues tonight. You know, Jay will say that stuff, and we'll see what happens tonight, but they have a lot of kids that got experience off of, you know, last few. Yeah, they did lose a few kids from the last, you know, number of teams that went to state and had quality teams, but these kids have a lot of ability in, you know, themselves, you know, with the Ayton and Schaefer kid. I hate to leave any of them out. You know, they have the Ryan boys and
Ray's about length. It's not necessarily height, but these kids, they've got some of those arms that can close things down in the lane and maybe really give you troubles out around the perimeter. Neither team is overly tall, but got some six-footers out there. What's the style of play you're expecting tonight?
Well, you know, they, like I said, their schedule has been against some pretty, you know, tough teams, Carnegie Catholic and St. Pat's and so on. They're still one of the, you know, the best teams in our conference. But, you know, to expect tonight, you know, we're, you know, Jay, you know, will throw a lot of different things at you, different, you know, zone, man-to-man. We're, you know, we're expecting pressure, and just going to be a matter of us being able to handle that. But, you know, in our own right, you know, we're going to show up and do the best we can anyway, defensively, you know, maybe throw some things ourselves at them.
Well, Kurt Bond up with us just for another second here, Elwood Coach. There's no runaway team right now. I think everyone still always is kind of looking at Overton as maybe the leader in the conference, but there's nobody that's 14-1 and second ranked in the state right now. You've got a lot of teams, including yourself, Elm Creek, Amherst, Overton. I'm sure there's a couple more in there. Could make for an interesting conference tournament here in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, just looking record-wise, it may seem that the conference may be down or whatever you want to say, but you know, Wilcox Sildreth also is a team that could sneak in there for a top two or three seed in our conference terms. So, you know, I think it's really wide open. I think Elm Creek and Overton, you know, really are going to be probably the two teams that we're all kind of chasing. But, again, you named a number of teams there that I think on any given night will, you know, compete.
Well, Curtin, hopefully we've got another good competitive ball game tonight. Thanks for having us over. Good luck.
You bet. Thanks, Ed.
We'll take a break here. Kurt Bonsoff, Elwood Boys basketball coach. Tip off around 7:45 tonight. 31-25 in our girls' game. Elwood with the lead. We'll give you the numbers after this on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report.
Fans want their team hot and ready, just like Little Caesars Pizza. Little Caesars uses quality ingredients to make a delicious, hot and ready pizza that's ready when you are. Before the game, after the game, during the game, pepperoni, beef, and cheese pizzas handmade and piping hot. From 11 until 1 and 4 to 8, Little Caesars has large Ultimate Supreme and 3 Meat Treat hot ready pizzas for just a few bucks more. Little Caesars is probably in your school's concession stand, and your pizza is hot and ready right now at Little Caesars, West 39th Street, Kearney.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
First half numbers look like this for Overton. Danny Jewett, 2 points and a rebound. Addie Fisher, 4 points and 2 rebounds. Kinsey Enochs leads the way with 7 points, 2 rebounds. Those were all in the second quarter. Abby Miller has 1 rebound. Madison Beavers, 4 points and a team-high 5 rebounds. Mackenzie Beavers has 4 points, 3 rebounds and a block shot. And Shannon Callahan, all in the first quarter. She played the first. Beavers really played the second. She had 4 points and 1 rebound. 10 points in the first quarter, 15 in the second at the half, 25 points, 15 rebounds, 4 out of 8 at the free throw line, 1 out of 3 from three-point land, and 11 turnovers. Foul situation, Mackenzie Beavers the only player with 2. For Elwood, we have Lexi Remege with 6 points, Rachel Malberg with a game-high 15 points, 3 rebounds, Ryan Feeney hasn't scored but has 6 boards, Desiree Grassmeyer, 2 points, 5 rebounds, Sheridan Bonjoff has a rebound, and Anna Eggers, 8 points, 8 rebounds, and 1 block shot. 19 points in the first quarter, 12 in the second at the half, 31 points, 23 rebounds, 6 of 6 from from the free throw line, 1 of 5 from 3-point land, 1 block, 13 turnovers. Feeney, Ryan, the only player with 2 personal fouls. So at the half, 7-5, Elwood leads 5-8, Overton 31-25, and you've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report for quality, dependable trash hauling service for your farm, home, or business. Contact the professionals at Ravenna Sanitation. The second half is next.
Call it the kickoff, the tip-off, the face-off, whatever your favorite sport, it all starts with the new TM Sporting Goods, now open in the downtown Kearney Center. TM Sporting Goods, the new home of Brooks, Mizuno, ASICS, Russell Athletic, Wilson, and Diamond Sports, along with Under Armour, featuring experienced pros like Steve Barinol, Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods is now open on the Bricks, 2217 Central in the downtown Kearney Center. TM Sporting Goods, the division of Pro Team Design. Like them on Facebook for insider information.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back into the game of life. With 2 locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic located in the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic located in the ENT building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, with 2 locations in Kearney, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game.
Time to get the second half underway here on Classic Hits and FlatRiverPreps.com. Elwood will get the basketball, leading it by 6. They try the old-fashioned back cut, but it's overthrown to Rachel Malberg, and it was actually well defended there by Kent Enix. If they throw it where you wanted to throw it, Enix probably would have intercepted it and stole the basketball away. 14th turnover for Elwood. Really, that's kind of been their Achilles heel this season, according to Coach Kevin Malberg. As the jumper at the other end, Addie Fisher wastes no time and drops it in, 31-27. And it'll be Elwood with the basketball. Malberg looks at the three, drives to the free throw line, nothing there, kicks it back out top to Remigie. Remigie gets it back to the high post. Malberg, tough turnaround jumper over Enix, won't go off the heel of the rim, and the rebound brought down by Terry. Elise, who gets the start here in the second half. Long outlet pass for a layup at the other end, and it is good by Madison Beavers, and we've got a 2-point game as Overton gets the first 2 buckets of the ball game. 31-29. Elwood with a 2-point lead. Pick and roll. Remigie gets trapped underneath, but makes a nice pass to Anna Eggers, who lays it up and in and has 10 points. 33-29. Some good passing out there. The other end, Eggers is going to stuff Mackenzie Beavers. A jump ball will be called, and the arrow points the way of Overton, so they'll maintain possession. And the inbounds pass comes out top to Kinsey Enix. A little hand to the side there, threw her off balance, and she comes out to the left wing, dishes it to Fisher. Baseline jumper from 11, no good. And grabbed by Rachel Malberg. Malberg pushes the ball up the floor, left wing. Stops, fires the three, it's off the iron, no good. 1 of 6 from downtown, a long rebound, trying to run it down at midcourt. Kinsey Enix finally able to grab the loose ball, goes to Addie Fisher in the right-hand corner, and Fisher trapped, walks with the basketball. 12th turnover on Overton. 6:11 to go here in the third quarter of play, 33-29 in favor of the Elwood Pirates. They have the lead, driving in, and there's a travel. The ball got knocked away from Miss Malberg, and the ball gets knocked away. Out of bounds it goes, and that will be turnover number 15 on the Elwood Lady Pirates. Don't forget the boys' game will follow. More basketball later this week, and right now on ESPN, Kearney Catholic is playing Donovan Trumbull, 1460 and 1550 a.m. at FlatRiverPreps.com. Thursday on ESPN, the Kearney Catholic girls at Seward. And here on Classic Hits, a doubleheader, Amherst at Gibbon. Friday, the Kearney boys and girls at Lincoln Southeast on ESPN Radio as Madison Beaver's jumper will roll off the rim, no good. Ryan Feeney gets the rebound. Friday night here on Classic Hits, the Kearney Catholic girls will host undefeated Pierce. 3-pointer, Remigie can't get that outside shot to go. High in the air to grab the loose ball is going to be Grassmeyer. She'll save it and reset it out top with Malberg. They clear the lane. She tries, puts up a tough one-hand runner. No good. Got her own rebound. Tries it again and scores. Malberg just stays after it. That's 17 of the ball game for Rachel. 35-29. She's just 3 points short of her per-game average with
5 minutes to go in the third. Nearly got the steal. Up top, here's Lease, takes the 13-footer, no good, and Malberg will grab the rebound. So in a game of runs, now it is Elwood's turn. They've scored the last 4 points and have the ball. Long outlet pass, Madison Beavers gets her hand in front, knocks it out of bounds. It's been man-to-man for Overton. Elwood has went box and one on Kinsey Enix most of the ball game. And now the Pirates will have the ball between the circles. Been an entertaining game. Not a lot of fouls. Pretty clean. Get it down to Eggers. She spins on the low block left side. It spins off the rim. No good. Enix with her fourth rebound. Long outlet pass to Fisher. He ran into some trouble, and there's going to be a foul called. Too much poking down there by Krasmeyer, and that'll be her second. The first foul of the half on either team. .440 to go here in quarter number three, 35-29 in favor of Elwood, and they steal the inbounds pass. Turnover number 13 for Overton. Elwood has a couple more than on the ball game with 15. This time, taking a little more time to get up the floor as Malberg tried to dump it in a pick and roll, and it's stolen away by the Eagles. Couldn't find a remedy. Lexi, it's just 5-5. That's a pretty good pass. Enix for three at the other end. So good. And the ball comes down to Anna Akers. That is her ninth rebound of the game. And it's 35-29 in favor of Elwood. Drives the ball to the baseline. Up inside. Remigie to Akers, and she's fouled. Remigie was going to shoot the basketball and then noticed that Akers was open, so she just made a little 3-foot dump pass into her. And Overton turned and just ran over the top. On the Eagles. Eggers, solid game, 10 points, 9 rebounds, 2 blocks. But misses the free throw here, and Shannon Callahan will inform McKenzie Beavers. Callahan started, but Beavers played most of the second in the third quarter here so far. And the second free throw now by Eggers is on the way, and it's no good. And rebound ripped down by Madison Beavers as she won the tug of war there with Grassmeyer up the floor. Enix, top of the circle. Nobody picked her up. Fires the long-range jumper. It is no good, and out of bounds it goes. Clanked off the rim and shot straight left, and out of bounds. 35-29 remains the score. Been on that the last couple of trips up and down the floor here for the Elwood and Overton ladies. Grassmeyer tries to dump it inside. Addie Fisher knocked it away. Addie Fisher. Ball. And a steal is made. Boy, that took some extra work that time for Overton to grab the loose ball. Bounce pass underneath, but Callahan missed the little four-footer. Good pass from Beavers, but couldn't get the shot to go. I think she was a little surprised at how open she was. And Feeney with her eighth rebound. Malberg decides to drive, throws a wild one and got shoved down to the floor. And Enix says, my bad, and helps her up. Two free throws here for Rachel Malberg. This will actually be her first trip to the line. She has a game-high 17 points. The foul on Enix will be her second. So you've got, as the first free throw is up, it's short. Contrasting coaching styles, or not styles necessarily, but you've got the veteran and Kevin Malberg down here for Elwood and the first-year Overton coach Chelsea Losey and her young assistants Alicia Carpenter and Madison Ayton. Just a handful of seasons ago were in an Overton uniform. Second free throw, Malberg. That one's up, and it is in. 18 points now for Malberg, and it's 36-29. Across the timeline, Overton needing a bucket. It's been a while. Get it back down on the left wing to Jewett, and a 3-second call. Overton has not used a timeout in this basketball game. That would have been a good time to use one. They were a little confused about what to do. And ended up turning the ball over. So across the timeline come the Pirates. With it is Malberg. Starts to the right, switches to the left, pick and roll to Grassmeyer, leaves it offshore. Jumper Feeney is up and scores her first bucket of the ball game. And that will make it 38-29. Elwood, the lead back out to 9. Overton scored the first 2 buckets of this quarter and have not scored for the last 4.5 minutes. 38-29. 2:43 to go, third quarter, ball deflected out of bounds, and Overton will get to keep the basketball. it out on the wing to Danny Jewett. Hands it off to Fisher. She's open, so she shoots the three, but it won't go. Neither team really doing much. Each has hit 1-3 in the game. And the ball brought down by Feeney, and she now has 9 rebounds, tied with Eggers for the team high. So we're starting to see a lot more misses here in the third quarter. Remigy at the other end, 15-footer, no. Eggers, another offensive putback. At 6-3, there's just nobody there that can take her really one-on-one for Overton to the lead, back out to 11, equaling the largest of the ball game, or next to largest of the ball game. At the other end, we've got the ball knocked away. And a timeout will be called here by Overton. It looks like it's out of bounds off of Overton, and they'll turn it over. So, after a 2-point ball game, we've seen a 9-0 run here over the last 5 minutes by Elwood. It's the Pirates 40, Overton 29. We'll be right back.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through auto owners insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through auto owners insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
The three L's of PlatteRiverPreps.com. Log on for info on all your favorite teams with links to articles organized by school and sport. Listen to any of the radio broadcasts on our 5 Platte River radio stations and download podcasts to past events. And like us on Facebook to get select pictures and breaking news of high school sports going on. Platte River Preps, your one-stop source for high school sporting news, covering over 100 teams across the state of Nebraska. Go to PlatteRiverPreps.com.
And as we come back out of the Overton timeout, Elwood's going to turn the basketball over here on an offensive foul, an illegal screen set by Desiree Grassmeyer. That is the third of the contest on Grassmeyer, second foul of the half. 2 minutes to go here in the third quarter. Overton now finds themselves down 11 as they haven't been able to do anything in the last 5 minutes. Lob it into Beavers, and reaching over the top is Anna Eggers. That's her first foul of the game. Really nobody in deep foul trouble. Each team has somebody with 3. Grassmeyer for Elwood, McKenzie Beavers for Overton. And the inbounds pass, short jumper up and in for Callahan. Shannon now has 6 on the inbounds pass. Almost screened away there. 40-30. At the other end, it's Remigy against the man-to-man. Up top, Enoch steps in front, makes the steal away from Malberg, drives to the other end and scores. First bucket of the second half for Enix, and she has 9. And that's exactly what the doctor ordered for Overton. Now Malberg tries to get it back. Beautiful drive down the middle of the lane. Missed it, but there's Eggers again. And until Overton boxes out Anna Eggers, they are going to give up a bucket every time down the floor. They're not even boxing her out now. It was a little bit better in the first half. Eggers has 14 points and 10 rebounds. And at the other end, the runner up and in by Kinsey Enix. And it's 42-35 with a minute to go here in the third quarter. Top of the key with it is Feeney. Ain't the team doing a ton of substituting, so we'll see how fatigue is in the fourth quarter. Rachel Malberg backs up, just turns around and fires a 3. It won't go. And the rebound is tipped out to Danny Jewett. Gives it off to Enix. The crowd saying, go, go. Well, you haven't played the whole 24 minutes, have you? And it's easy to say that, but Overton ends up turning it over. Each team with 5 turnovers here in the quarter. Malberg sees a seam, tries to drive, and just a little bit of a bump out there. A foul will be called on the Eagles. And it's going to be on Addie Fisher, her second. Team foul number 3. We're even at 3 here in this quarter. And the ball taken out on the side here for Elwood, leading it by 7. They have led since early in the first quarter. Overton got the first bucket. That was early. Wild shot. Remigy off the inbounds. No good. And we've got a whistle. And, boy, Grassmeyer just ran over the top of Callahan, but they say that the ball goes out of bounds off of Callahan. And Shannon's going, huh? Elwood ball to throw it in underneath their own hoop. And Grassmeyer got free. She lays it up. A lot of layups right now for Elwood. And it is 44-35, 15 seconds to go in the quarter. Jewett, left-hand corner, was open, didn't want it, and then throws it away. Chance here for Malberg. She's going to the other end, and the layup is up. Too strong. Offensive putback. Feeney, it's good, and that will bring us to the end of the quarter as Elwood casts one up from beyond half court. It doesn't get there. So at the end, it's Friel with 46 and Overton 35. You're listening to Fort Kearney Conference Basketball here on Classic Hits. We'll be back in a minute.
NewTek is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put NewTek's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit NewTek at yieldleader.com.
NewTek Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Call it the kickoff, the tip-off, the face-off, whatever your favorite sport, it all starts with the new TM Sporting Goods, now open in the downtown Kearney Center. TM Sporting Goods, the new home of Brooks, Mizuno, ASICS, Russell Athletic, Wilson, and Diamond Sports, along with Under Armour, featuring experienced pros like Steve Varinol, Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods is now open on the Bricks, 2217 Central in the downtown Kearney Center. TM Sporting Goods, the division of Pro Team Design. Like them on Facebook for insider information.
Ready to start the fourth quarter. Elwood will get the ball, leading 46-35 against Overton at halftime. Kearney Catholic girls leading Donovan Trumbull 37-8 on ESPN 1460 as they try to lob it inside to Mulberg. A little high. Enix is able to steal it away. Mulberg does not really go back defensively, and Enix takes it in and draws the foul. The ball would not hop through. She took it all the way in to the left baseline, and it hopped off the rim. Should have dropped in, but didn't. Two free throws now coming up for Kinsey Enix, who leads the team with 11 points. Mulberg leads Elwood with 18, and Eggers has 14. Kind of right on pace there, and it looks like Enix is out of contact that got knocked out. So we'll take a little break here and tell you that each team still having trouble turning the ball over. 19 in the game for Elwood, 17 for Overton. Free throw shooting, 4 of 8 Overton, 7 of 10 Elwood. Three-point shooting has not been good tonight. Elwood, 1 of 8, and Overton is 1 out of 5. Enix still trying to get focused over here after getting fouled underneath. Boys game will follow. You're listening to Fort Kearney Conference Basketball on KKPR-FM. Kearney, Elwood, Overton, and the World Wide Web at Flat River Preps. .com. Doug Duda, our producer engineer Stacy Johns, as the free throw by Enix is up and in. Kinsey, just a junior, not a really overly laden senior team here for Overton. Second free throw rattles out, no good. And the ball tipped around, trying hard to grab it as Mackenzie Beavers. You're going to get a jump ball. The arrow points the way of Overton. She got the job done. Good enough to tie up Anna Eggers. And Overton will get the ball. They've been playing catch-up all night long. They got it as close as 2 after being down 11 in the first half, and they're down 11 to start this quarter. Now it's 10, but they get the ball back. Enix working against Remigie. In against that box and one. Beavers tries to force it inside, and McKenzie's pass is taken away. You're starting to see now not passing to a person, but passing to an area as Remigie gets it into the top of the circle. The shot by Mulberg, no good. Eggers with the rebound and is fouled. She'll get a bucket to go along with it. They're going to count it off the missed three, and another offensive rebound for Anna Eggers. And the foul will be called on Mackenzie Beavers. That is her fourth. Mackenzie just a freshman, it should be noted. Free throw on the way. Eggers, no good. Ball deflected out there to Addie Fisher and Overton ball, but it's 48-36 in favor of Elwood, equaling their largest lead. Fisher in the right-hand corner gets it down to the low block. Freshman Beavers kicks it back out to Sister Madison. Free throw line jumper, no good. And a little pushing underneath the rebound brought down by Rachel Mulberg. That'll be her seventh board. Everybody clears out, and Mulberg will bring it across the timeline. She had 15 in the first half, 3 in the second half. Down to Eggers again. It's up and in. Mackenzie Beavers just needs some help down there, and she's not getting it. Anna Eggers now with 18 of the ball game, and it is 50-36. So it looks like maybe Overton running out of gas, and Enix takes it right at Eggers and draws the foul. Just the second on Anna, a 6'3 sophomore. And you can tell that Elwood has the tools to beat anybody in this conference. They were leading the number one team in the conference, Loomis, last week. Just couldn't finish the deal. Enix with the free throw. It is up and in. She's got 13. 50-37. Lease out, Jewett back in. And a second free throw now for Kinsey Enix. Again, Chelsea Brown out with the illness tonight. Kendra Halley hasn't played. Those are the only two seniors on the team here. The second free throw is no good, and Eggers will pull down her 13th board. Across the timeline, Malberg. Malberg off the high pick. Dumps it down low to Remigy. It's knocked away. Nice defense by Danny Jewett to force the 20th Elwood turnover. Baseball pass to the other end. The layup is missed, but the offensive putback by Madison Beavers will give her her 8th point, 50-39. 6:10 to go. Elwood leads it by 11. Nice play, Overton. Try to get it into Malberg. Malberg's going to drive the baseline. Come around for a reverse layup, but it's fouled. Kinsey Enix with her third foul. That's a rough foul there because that would have been a tough, tough shot by Malberg, who just showed some great athleticism going through the or down the baseline, through the lane, came out on the other side, and draws the foul. Two free throws now for Rachel Malberg, 1 of 2 at the line, and has 18 points just like her teammate Anna Eggers. The first free throw up, and it rattles in and out. No good. Timeout will be called by Elwood. Exactly 6 minutes to go in the basketball game. A 30-second timeout, 50-39. Elwood leading Overton. We'll be right back.
Ravenna Sanitation provides the perfect solution for any solid containment requirement. From the old shingles off your roof to a remodel job, Ravenna Sanitation delivers a roll-off box to your house or side of the project. You fill it up and they pick it up. No more making several trips back and forth to the dump. Rely on Ravenna Sanitation to take care of it for you. Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Reminder, the boys game follows here on Classic Hits 98.9, and we might get started as early as 7:30. This girls game is moving along, but we'll be in the first quarter by 6:45. Still one free throw here for Rachel Malberg coming out of that timeout. And won't go, so missed them both. The rebound brought down by Mackenzie Beavers. That'll be her 5th. Gets it to Enix. 50-39, Elwood on the wing to Jewett. Jewett into the corner, back out to Enix. Malberg knew it was coming, stole the basketball away, but was running out of real estate and ended up turning it right back over. At the other end, Fisher, as they swing it to the right-hand corner, will be fouled by Grassmeyer, and that is her 4th. Team fouls are even at 5 apiece. Did not make it into the 1-1 in the first half, and not there yet in the second. Overton underneath their own hoop. It's knocked away from Enix. The ball is loose, picked up by Fisher. Back over to Addy. Inside they get it. Turnaround jumper by Kinsey. No good. Had to take it up against Eggers. Offensive rebound by Madison Beavers. She'll put up a wild shot. No good. And Grassmeyer will bring down her 7th rebound. Overton losing some patience right now. Just chucking the ball up the last couple times. You can tell they're getting tired. But Addy Fisher, by being tired, was slow coming down the floor, snuck in from behind, forced the turnover. At the other end, Enix, tough left-hander off the glass and in. Kinsey with 15 of the ball game, 50-41. And the 14-point lead is down to 9. There's still 5 minutes to go as Malberg says clear it out. Crossover got by Enix, comes into the paint, lost the handle, ball loose. Oh, and it takes a foul on Elwood, which would have, I guess it's good for Elwood because the ball was knocked away at the top of the circle, and in the melee, Grassmeyer was in the wrong place and committed her 5th foul. She did not want to be there, didn't want to commit that 5th, but when the ball got loose, she got tangled up. And had she not committed the foul, Enix would have had an uncontested layup at the other end. She was already down there, and she was the only one in the front court. But that will send Addie Fisher to the line for a 1-1. Free throw good. Fisher now with 7 points in the back. Hanging on to leads of the second half this year. They led Alma, they led Loomis. Among their second half leads, Bertrand. This one no good. And Ryan Feeney has 11 rebounds in the basketball game. Even against Wilcox, Hildreth had the lead on opening night and lost in double overtime. Right now, Malberg, top of the circle, kicks it back out to Remigy. Remigy tries the right side, guarded by Fisher, lobs it down to Eggers, just backs her way in, overpowers the freshman. And we've got a whistle, and evidently somebody's got some blood. We're going to stop play here. Anna Eggers just flat out backed Mackenzie Beavers down. She had the 4 fouls and just a bigger, stronger girl, able to get the job done and put it up for her 20th point of the basketball game. 4:35 to go here in the game. It is Elwood 52 and Oakton 42. Lady Eagles just trying to get some blood off the knee there of Addie Fisher. After tonight's ball game, Elwood will be back in action on Thursday at Medicine Valley, and 1 week from tonight, they are at Amherst, and that's going to be a big-time basketball game. Amherst 9-3. For Overton, they will be back in action on Friday at Eustace Farnham, and then back home a week from tonight against Shelton. As they survey the floor here to see if there is any blood that got on the floor here, because no one can really tell when the little scrape occurred. Overton ball, as we're ready to play some more hoops here. 4:35 to go. There's time, but Overton's got to start. Weavers just throws up a wild shot. It's no good. Feeney is there to grab it down, and Elwood will bring the ball across the timeline. They're running the offense. They're taking the shots, but sometimes they're well covered both ways. As the ball is deflected and stolen away, coming up the loose ball, Abby Miller up ahead to Enix, and all over her is Malver. Kinsey is 4 of 6 at the line, has a team-high 15 points. Four of them here in this quarter. That is the fifth turnover of the quarter on Elwood. They've got 23 in the game, and the first of two is up and in by Enix. Back into the ball game will be Addie Fisher, and between free throws, a timeout will be called here by Overton. They'll have three remaining. Elwood has two remaining. Overton Lady Eagles, 52-43 here on Classic Hits.
Dr. Daniel McClenahan, DDS, is your family dentist in Overton. Make an appointment for the whole family to get a checkup and cleaning. Taking good care of your smile is more than a look. It promotes overall health and good oral hygiene. Today means healthier, happier smiles tomorrow. Dr. McClenahan is very proud to support all of our area youth, in and out of the games. Dr. McClenahan is keeping your smile healthy in Overton. Best of luck, Overton Eagles.
The most recommended by far, Eustace Body Shop. That's who we are. Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. When you need a tow, we're the ones to know. The most recommended Eustace Body Shop. That's who we are.
Out the second free throw, Enix no good. Rebound here by the Pirates, hustling up the floor, and a foul as Remigy floats down the middle of the lane, and she is going to get two free throws. Lexi scored all six of her points in the first half. She is 2 of 2 at the line, but Overton is missing some free throws here that could help them out. Jewett with her second foul, and the first of two is up and in by the senior guard, Lexi Remigy. 53-43, Elwood, 3:56 to go. Second free throw, no good. And Mackenzie Beavers will grab her sixth rebound and quickly get it to Kinsey Enix. Enix up ahead, they go. Madison Beavers in the corner to Fisher. Back out to Enix. Everybody knows that's where the ball's going to go, and Elwood just keeps stepping in front, stealing it. Wahlberg to the other end, and the layup is good. 20 points for Rachel Wahlberg. 55-43, Enix coast-to-coast, takes it around Feeney and lays it up and in. Enix has decided she's not going to pass that time. 55-45, quick answer there by Overton. Elwood trying to take a little time off the clock here. Wahlberg right side of the lane, rolls it in. Eggers, that time it didn't go. It hit the rim of the way up. Rebound brought down by Danny Jewett. Up ahead to Enix. Enix dribbles it off her foot. And a double dribble going to be called. Must have went off her knee. From our vantage point, that would be going away from us to the far end of the gymnasium as we sit on the stage here in Elwood. So for Overton, that is their 20th turnover. Inbounds pass, they get it up ahead to Wahlberg. Wahlberg sees the seam, tries to throw it to Bonchoff, and overthrows her out of bounds. And that coach, Kevin Wahlberg, will animate it on the sideline. He knew they had an open layup. And the problem is, this is their 13th game. This is what's been killing them in the second half, are turnovers. And that's number 24, and yet they still lead by 10. Right side jumper, Fisher, 17, spins out, no good. Offensive rebound, no good by Jewett. And Eggers will get the rebound. Elwood scores almost every time on an offensive rebound, and can't say the same for Overton, as Remigie's pass is knocked away by Madison Beavers. Up ahead to Enix. Enix cut off, pulls back, shot blocked. Rachel Malbrook stayed with it. The shot was blocked and fell right into the hands of an Overton teammate in Mackenzie Beavers, and she's fouled. I think right now, if I'm Overton, I slow the ball down. They're having troubles going too fast right now. Foul on Sheridan Bonjoff, her second, and at the line, Mackenzie Beavers, she's 0 of 3 at the line for the freshman. And this one is up and in. She's trying, I didn't notice this in the first half, but she's moving to the left on the free throw line. She's not straight at the front of the rim. Hey, whatever works. And it worked that time. Second free throw off, and she got them both. Mackenzie Beavers now with 6 points. 55-47, Elwood, 2:33 to go. Fast break to Eggers, layup missed. Rebound brought down by Danny Jewett. And here's a fast break the other way. Madison Beavers leaves it off on the wing for Addie Fisher. The ball is loose. We get a jump ball. The arrow points the way of Elwood. With 2:20 to go here, both teams in their haste to get up the floor are making mistakes. And Elwood right at their season average of 55 points. Inbounds pass underthrown. Malberg has to foul Enix on the inbounds pass, or she would have made a layup. So Enix with a steal. Elwood has turned it over on 4 of their last 5 possessions and missed a layup on the other one. And still Overton has not been able to cut into that lead. Second foul on Malberg. 10th team foul, so 2 free throws here for Kinsey Enix. First one good. She's been really good on that first one. It's that second one that has been giving her problems. At the end of 3, the Kearney Catholic girls all over Donovan Trumbull, 55-10. On ESPN 1460, again, Enix misses the second free throw, and the rebound brought down by Ryan Feeney, 8th of the half, 14th of the game. 2:10 to go, 55-48, Elmwood leading Overton. Remigie up front, dribbles it off of Fisher. Picked it up, runs in, shoots the shot. It's no good. Ball hits the floor, and Danny Jewett grabs the rebound. Her 6th, up ahead to Enix. Stops on the left wing. Back out top, Jewett reverses it to Madison Beavers. Bounce pass to Addie Fisher, back out to Beavers. Just throws it in the middle, and it's taken away. This has got to be hair-pulling-out time for both coaches. And for Kevin Malberg, there's not a lot left there for our buddy. Rachel takes the free throw line jumper, no good. Bonjoff had it, knocked out of her hands. It'll stay Elwood basketball. 1:33 left to go, 55-48. Elwood with the ball and the lead underneath their own hoop. Get it into Malberg in the corner. Rachel down low to Bonjoff, and she just dribbles it out to the top of the key. Good idea for Elwood to play keep away here. You do not want to foul Rachel Malberg. You do not want to foul Lexi Remigie. Almost over and back. The ball got loose, and now Remigie is wide open. Bounce pass over to Feeney, and Elwood now playing keep away. Overton's got to pick up their defense, and they just foul Malberg 30 feet away from the hoop. Kinsey Enix, and you can just tell both teams are exhausted. Don't forget the Michigan Sports Postgame Show coming up. Rachel Malberg, 1 of 4 at the line, has 20 points, and she'll toe the line for a 1-1. And the first free throw is too strong. Rebound brought down by Overton, and Mackenzie Beavers with it. Over to Madison, brings it across the timeline, leaves it off. Enix, a long 3, and it is off the iron, no good. Bonjoff will bring down the rebound. That's probably who you want to foul. She comes off the bench here. But instead, up the floor, they'll come with Rachel Malberg. 50 seconds to go. Enix can't foul because she's got 4 of them. Malberg tries to give it to Eggers. It's tipped off her hand and out of bounds. And another Elwood turnover. That's 9 here in the fourth quarter. And Overton wants to call a timeout. It'll be their final full-length timeout. It's been frustrating for both sets of fans here in the fourth quarter. This timeout brought to you by our friends at Little Caesars Hot and Ready Pizza. Take time out to stop by Little Caesars Hot and Ready. Right now, there's one available for you, West 39th Street in Kearney. We'll be right back.
Can't seem to find the right school, car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors. They may not have it on the lot, but they can find it for you. Trust Killian's to keep your current car running longer by bringing it in for routine service. Oil changes every 3 months or 3,000 miles, and regular maintenance can keep your car running better and longer. You're heading in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979, 8th and Central, Kearney.
Welcome back to Elwood, home of Fast Eddie Aarons, who is perched here in the front row of the stands, talking to the boys before their game, which is coming up next. Right now, 43 seconds remain, 55-48 Elwood. Overton with the ball. Enix trying to find a way to get three to the left baseline. Tries to lob it out top to Fisher. She grabs it, but time is ticking away to Madison Beavers on the weak side. Takes it to the baseline. Bounce pass to nobody in particular. We got a jump ball. It'll still be with Overton, but 17 seconds have run off the clock on this possession, and there's only 26 remaining. So it looks like Elwood will hang on to go to 8-5, and Overton will fall to 5-9. Lob into Enix. She's in the paint, pulls up, and is fouled on the shot. Elwood ended up double-teaming her. Foul will be on Sheridan Bonjoff, her third, and Enix to the line. 8 points in the quarter, 19 in the game. She's been to the line four times and went one of two every time in this quarter. And this time she misses the first one. And a timeout will be called here by Elwood. And it will have to be a full length because that's all they've got left. 24 seconds to go here in the game. It is still Elwood 55 and Overton 48. We'll be back after this timeout.
America's farmers do more than feed America. They feed the world. Here's what customers say about how their CHS service centers help them grow their operations.
They watch world activity so we can make informed decisions.
They're offering some different solutions to help you become a better farmer and rancher.
Recently, they found storage for us so that we could purchase more fertilizer in the off season.
CHS AgriService Center. People and resources you can count on always.
With our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns, I'm Doug Duda, back with you here at Elwood. As always, a big thank you to our many fine sponsors for allowing us to bring you high school athletics. We have just 24 seconds to go in our girls' game. Elwood has led basically the whole way. They were up by 11, got it cut to 2, up by 14, down to 7, but it looks like they're going to be able to hold on. 55-48, 24 seconds to go. Kinsey Enix to shoot her second free throw here for Overton. And it is good. That'll allow him to put some pressure on. 55-49, but it's quickly into Malberg, who's up the floor in about 2 seconds. She's trapped, and then they foul her. Oh. And that might be it for Kinsey Enix, depending on who they call it on, as they trap her out front, and a 1-1 coming up here for Malberg. And it is the fifth foul on Kinsey Enix. They had her trapped and then ran her over, and Tara Lease will come in here for Overton. 20 points in the ball game tonight for Kinsey Enix. And the free throw by Malberg is in. Boy, it bounced around. 21 points now for Malberg. Some big individual performances tonight from Malberg and Eggers for Elwood and Enix of Overton. Second free throw on the way, and it is short. Rebound comes out to Danny Jewett. Jewett pushes the ball up the floor, a little token pressure. Over to Lease, tries to fire it underneath. Ends up in the hands of Fisher. Her jumper is no good. 7 seconds to go. Bonjoff with the rebound. Outlet pass, and Remigie will dribble out the time, and this basketball game is over. The final score, the Elwood Lady Pirates, 56, and the Overton Lady Eagles, 49. We'll be back with all the numbers on the Bisco Sports Postgame Show right after this timeout on Classic Hits 98.9 and the World Wide Web at FlatRiverPreps.com.
I asked my husband if I can join his fantasy league this year. He just laughed. Little did he know, I've been going to Cunningham's Journal for lunch every week. The perfect place for sports fans like myself to keep up with my favorite teams, and not to mention the food is so good. Anyway, a fantasy spot opened up, and guess who's laughing now? And winning. If you're an ultimate sports fan, enjoy a good lunch, a drink with friends, and live entertainment. The place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney. We'll be right back.
Overton Sand and Gravel is a proud supporter of this broadcast and all area high school teams in and out of the game this year. Call Overton Sand and Gravel for when you need it rocked. Overton Sand and Gravel is the only name you need to remember. They carry everything from crushed concrete to river rock, decorative rocks, and gravel for driveways. There's no job too big or small for Overton Sand and Gravel, commercial or residential, concrete, and other rock. Overton Sand and Gravel, serving Overton and surrounding areas.
And welcome back to Elwood High School on this Tuesday night. Doug Duda and the Misco Sports post-game show. Get your game on at Misco's now, keeping our local schools geared up for every season. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play. 56-49, Elwood able to hold on despite 9 fourth-quarter turnovers and making just 2 of their free throws in the fourth quarter out of 8 attempts. Let's take a look at the final numbers. We'll start with Overton. They had 6 players score. Tara Lees had 1 rebound. Danny Jewett, 2 points, 7 rebounds. Addie Fisher, 7 points, 2 rebounds. Kinsey Enix leads the way with 20 points, 4 rebounds. Abby Miller had a rebound. Madison Beavers, 8 points and a team high, 8 rebounds. Mackenzie, 2 points, 1 rebound. I had Overton for 15 rebounds in the first half, 16 in the second half. Free throw shooting 4 of 8 in the first half, 8 of 14 in the second half of play. 3-point shooting, 1 of 3 in the first half and 0 of 3 in the second half. Overton had 11 turnovers in each half. The Eagles, 25 points at halftime, 24 in the second half, and Overton finishes with 49 points, 31 rebounds, 12 out of 22 at the free throw line. 1 of 6 from 3-point land, 1 block shot, 22 turnovers. The Overton Lady Eagles fall to 5-9 on the season. And up next, they will be at Eustace Farnham on Friday and host Shelton 1 week from tonight. We'll look at the final numbers for the Elwood Lady Pirates.
Mobile Bank Call is here, exclusively from Five Points Bank. It's the ultimate on-demand mobile banking service. You'll find 3 secure ways to access your banking information from your cell phone with internet access. Mobile Bank Call from Five Points Bank gives you powerful features, securely delivered through the account menu. Mobile Bank Call allows you to view account balances, pending activity, transfer money, pay bills, and view alerts. Enroll today. Mobile Bank Call is a free service for internet banking customers at the better bank, Five Points Bank.
Fans want their team hot and ready, just like Little Caesars Pizza. Little Caesars uses quality ingredients to make a delicious, hot and ready pizza that's ready when you are. Before the game, after the game, during the game, pepperoni, beef, and cheese pizzas handmade and piping hot. From 11 until 1 and 4 to 8, Little Caesars has large Ultimate Supreme and 3 meat treat hot and ready pizzas for just a few bucks more. Little Caesars is probably in your school's concession stand, and your pizza is hot and ready right now at Little Caesars, West 39th Street, Kearney.
Welcome back to the Misco Sports postgame show. Let's take a look now at the final numbers of the basketball game for Elwood. And we'll start with Lexi Remigie, who had 7 points. Rachel Malberg led all scorers with 21 points. 15 of those were in the first half. She had 7 rebounds and a block. Ryan Feeney had 4 points and 14 rebounds, and that tied for the team high. Desiree Grassmeyer, 4 points, 7 rebounds. Sheridan Bonchop, 4 rebounds. And Anna Eggers tonight with the double-double, 20 points, 14 rebounds, and 2 block shots. 23 rebounds in the first half for Elwood, and how about 23 more in the second half? Free throw shooting 6 of 6 in the first half, but just 3 of 12 in the second half. 3-point shooting 1 of 5 in the first half, 0 of 4 in the second half. Elwood did have more problems with turnovers, 13 in the first half, 14 in the second half of play. Pirates had 31 points at halftime, 25 in the second half, and Elwood will finish with 56 points, 46 rebounds. 46 rebounds. 9 out of 18 from the free throw line, 1 of 9 from 3-point land, 3 blocks, 27 turnovers, but it's good enough for Elwood to improve to 8-5 on the season with a 56-49 win against Overton. Elwood will be at Medicine Valley Thursday, and then they get the weekend off there at Amherst next Tuesday. You've been listening to the Misco Sports Postgame Show, getting ready for 2013, thanking you for your business. Misco Sports, you'll be better equipped for the games you play. Our boys game will tip off here in about 20 minutes at around 7:40, So stay with us. We'll take a short break, send it back to the studio, and then be back for Elwood and Overton boys basketball. Don't forget right now, Kearney Catholic and Donovan Trumbull airing on ESPN 1460 and Platte River. At Overton 49, for our producer engineer Stacey Johns, I'm Doug Duda. We'll take a break. Keep it here for Boys Hoops coming your way in 15 minutes.
This has been a Classic Hits Radio KKPR Sports presentation. Brought to you by the KKPR Sports Club. To download an archive of this game and more, go online, kkpr.com, and hit the podcast section. KKPR Sports is a presentation of Platte River Radio.